Okay, there's some more potato chips out in the kitchen if you want to help yourself.
Okay, shuffle up the cards there, will you, Harry?
Okay.
Get them all shuffled here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like a friendly game of cards, you know.
All right.
Okay. All right, let's see what we got here. What do you got, Harry?
Two kings.
Two kings. It's not bad.
I pass.
What do you got, Joe?
Got three aces.
Gee, that's pretty good. Let's see what I got here. I got two jokers.
Hey, wait a minute.
Huh?
How can you have two jokers? There's only one joker in a deck.
I don't mean in the card deck. I mean, I'm an agency, and I'm handling Scott and Walker, the Joy Boys. What a couple of jokers they are. Matter of fact, this show's about to come on.
Let me get tomorrow's potato chip down the kitchen, huh?
Just off to listen alone again.
We are the Joy Boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro. We are the Joy Boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro.
It's time for the Joy Boy Show for Thursday evening. This is Ed Walker here.
What has got over here, Georgie Brewington, behind the board? Little Bobby Shetton up on top of the tape machine. And Arthur Page.
Yeah.
Sort of the original Joy Boys here tonight.
Sort of, you might say. What do we have coming up on the program?
Coming up on our show, we are going to take you to WWVO in Seagram's, West Virginia.
Well, some good picking and singing down there.
We will also take you to our WRC remote broadcaster, Charlie Nemo.
Mm-hmm.
Who's going to take you to a hotel while you saw Buster.
Oh, fine.
Very fine.
Do we have an award here?
I understand we do, Edward.
Good. What is it?
Very exciting award. The Gunsmiths of the nation's capital have just voted this show the biggest bore in radio.
Hey.
Forget it.
Richard Maltby and the big band sound, and that's called You Are My Lucky Star.
Don't move an inch. This is a stick-up. Your money or your life.
Well, take my money, by all means. I want to keep my life. There's an article of interest in there for you and me.
Listen to the sound of the ocean we all can see. Now listen to the ocean no one has ever seen. You are listening to a seismograph as it probes the ocean's depths, uncovering many of the amazing facts you'll find in Life magazine. Beginning this week, Life reveals for its millions of readers the incredible findings of the IGY, the International Geophysical Year, in a brilliant new series called New Portrait of Our Planet. In four exciting installments, Life will explain sun, sea, and space in special paintings, photographs, maps and charts so revealing they're sure to be used for classroom study everywhere. 55 color pages in all. Only Life could make the complex world of science so fascinating, so easy to understand for readers of all ages. Begin New Portrait of Our Planet in Life this week. Get your copy today.
Northwest on MacArthur Boulevard come the thundering hoofbeats of Great Horse Platinum. With a cloud of dust and a hearty high ho slobber, the sod buster rides again. Nowhere in the pages of history can you find a greater champion of justice, a more fearless, hard riding, straight shooting, beer drinking, peach eating son of the sod. It's the sod buster.
Fell out of the saddle, blood was out.
A true gentleman of the Old West. Men feared him, little children respected him, women loved him. A true gentleman.
Excuse me, ma'am.
Return with us now to those thrilling days of any old year as we find roaming about the wild badland, the Sod Buster.
Yippee.
Sodbuster, U.S. Marshal Matt Dillard, and his sidekick, Chester Drawer.
Come here, Chester.
Yes, mister.
Oh,
Marshal, you kicked me right in the side.
Yep.
It's early afternoon as our story opens. In and around the territory of Hyattsville, on out beyond Tacoma Park, this was the land of the Sodbuster. As our story opens, it's early afternoon. We find ourselves in the office of the Marshal, U.S. Matt Dillard.
Bill.
He's looking over some mail just brought in by the Pony Express. He says to himself,
oh, boy, boy, boy. Always something going on here. And when I want Chester, I can't find him.
Meanwhile, outside the Marshal's office, Chester is wrestling with something that appears to be a homemade box-like structure, as we hear this Marshal say.
Let's see here now. If I can just... What's Chester doing? Chester!
Marshal, I got something I want to show you.
All right. What in the world have you got there, Chester? Trying to drag that whole, looks like a room. You're dragging it down the street there.
Well, now, Marshal, let's see exactly what it is.
Well, what in the world are you trying to prove?
Well, elections are coming up next Tuesday, Marshal, and I just think it's plumb unsanitary for everybody to have to vote down at the short branch out in the open like we
have. Yeah, people can see your ballot and you don't have any privacy down there, do you?
That's exactly what I figured.
Well, what are you going to do with this?
Well, I found this voting booth out behind the house, Marshal.
And you brought it there. Where are you going to put it?
Well, right up here so we can vote right here.
And that's going to be the voting booth.
That's right, Marshal. I found it right out
there. Chester, it don't look much like a voting booth.
What do you mean?
You forgot to take the half moon off the door, Chester.
Just right behind the house.
The Sodbuster is written by Moby Dick. Produced by the NBC Newsroom on the weekends. Directed by Horace Opera. The entire production is supervised for NBC Radio by Billy the Kid. This has been a Saddle Sore production.
Oh, ooh, ooh.
Just in time. That's Miss Kay Starr on the Joy Boys show for Thursday evening. Well, your Rambler Dealers, the only dealer who sells a complete line of compact cars for 1961. All new Rambler Americans, all-purpose Rambler Classics, luxurious ambassadors. See your Rambler dealer now.
From the folk music capital of the USA, from Seagram's, West Virginia, it's the Grand Ole Uproar.
Howdy, friends and neighbors. This is your old buddy, Hootmore, and my brother...
No more, Sugar Bugger. Just so happy and proud you all could be with us here this evening.
That's right. We're going to be with you for the next 6 hours of good old country music, picking and singing. So you join us now, won't you, for the best in country music and some fine offers from our upstanding sponsors.
I was just going to say, before we do anything else on the program this evening, I thought our good friends out there in Radio Land would like to know about the wonderful new food plan that's available to them through this station only. You want to tell them just a little bit about it?
Why, sure. I think you'd all be interested in having a big 600-pound food freezer in your home. Well, the Buzzard's Beak Food Plan can take care of you right now. They'll install a great big 600-pound food freezer to hold all them frozen food pies for dinner. Yes, sir, like sow belly and hog head and chitlins and things like that. Now, for you folks that don't have electricity in your home, well, we'll put in a great big gas generator to run it. Now, you just send... a down payment of $500 to Food Plan, WWVO, Seagram's, West Virginia.
As you all know, this coming week is a big election week, and we're just so proud we're busting our popper here. We're so proud to be able to announce to you folks now that if you are among the first 16,000 people to write, call, come by in person, or send your young son in, we'll be most happy to let you in on this wonderful election book offer, ladies and gentlemen. All you have to do is come on down and give us your name and address. And as soon as we can do it, we'll get you this election book It predicts the winners of every single election, and it hasn't been wrong in the last 60 years.
Now, that's right. Now, I want you all to remember that you're going to have to be patient. It'll take about 6 weeks to get your book in the mail, but when you get it, you'll know the winners of the coming election.
Send it right now, $2.98 check, money order, mail, any way you get it here, we don't care.
That's
just
right.
Send the money, we'll send you the book.
Of course,
book.
The election's coming up next week, and you won't get your book for another 5 weeks. That's the reason we're never wrong. You see, we wait till after the election's over. Yeah.
Don't forget the record of the week, too, friends and neighbors. Before you sign off, we want you all to know we love you so good out there. Bless your hearts. You send us $2.98, and you get the top 18 hillbilly records of the week.
All the fine picking and singing songs will be coming to you. 18 of them for just 25 cents. You send 25 cents to Cylinders, WWVO, Seagram's, West Virginia.
You know, I've been on this station now for 15 years, and I still don't know how they do it. How the 15 cents, 25 cents, all them records for such a little time.
Because they're Cylinders, and nobody can play them anymore. We got to get rid of the doggone things, that's why.
I see by the clock on the wall up there, it's time for us to say skididdle-doo and get out of here.
Well, skididdle-doo and get out of here, everybody. This is old Hoot Moore.
And his brother No More, reminding you that Dr. Jekyll and his rawhides will be appearing at the Pony Bite State Park in Hanover, Pennsylvania this coming week.
As soon as I go down and bail them out, that is.
Next Sunday afternoon at the People's Commune in Beiping, China. And next Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday at the Whale Oil Festival in Goose Bay, Newfoundland. So long, everybody.
We'll be seeing you now.
Love your heart, deed we do. We just love you so good.
All right, now, friends, here is a great mystery, Midnight Lace, starring Rex Harrison and Doris Day, now playing at the Ontario Theater, 17th and Columbia Road, Northwest. That's Midnight Lace at the Ontario Theater. Oh, let's get away from it all. A noble suggestion by the Skipjacks here on the Joy Boys Show. Hey, you know, it's Safeway's 32nd birthday. That's right. We're 32 years young. Young in heart, values, and convenience for you, friends. Our shelves are just stocked with all sorts of things, and our decorations are up. So we cordially invite you to come on down to Safeway, take part in this great event, and share in values like these. 16-ounce can of Townhouse applesauce, 2 for $0.27, or 8 for $1. 16-ounce can Highway sweet peas, 2 for $0.27, or 8 for $1. Airway Instant Coffee, 2-ounce jar, 29 cents, 6-ounce jar, 69 cents, 8-ounce jar, 89 cents, and the 12-ounce great big jar, $1.29. Also, 16-ounce can of Libby's Pumpkin, 2 for $0.27, or 8 for $1. It's our birthday party, but it's your party sale, so take advantage of the quality and values and shop Safeway during this 32nd anniversary sale. Birthday values galore throughout the store at Safeway, where food is first.
Ladies and gentlemen, regular listeners of this program will recall a couple of months back, every week, at least once a week, we would take you to one of the night spots in this great country of ours to bring you the live dance music of one of America's fine dance bands. But I'm very sorry to report that because of economic conditions involved in these broadcasts, because of fees that had to be paid to the musicians and, of course, the announcer on duty, and because of the transportation costs and line costs of building a broadcast of this type, it was infeasible to do this. So consequently, we have been cut back on our budget, and we have just a little bit of money left for this type of thing. So only from time to time will we bring you live dance music.
However, Charlie Nemo, our announcer who handles these things, says he's come up with a very economical dance band remote, so we're leaving it to his judgment. So you want to call him in right now?
Certainly. We take you now to the Denzin, the beautiful coffee room, and Charlie Nemo. Come in, Charlie.
Charlie Nemo here. You got it backwards. It's the coffee room of the beautiful Denzin in downtown Washington, where it's the music for...
Daddy, daddy,
yes.
Booty, booty.
Music for swingers here in the evening. Everybody join us.
Crazy, baby. Wild, loopy, too.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Some of the wild, way-out progressive sounds for you coming your way this evening. And we certainly hope that you're going to stay with us for the next few moments while we're on radio here. We have a very nice crowd here in the room enjoying their coffee and enjoying the swinging sounds of Nick Beat and the orchestra. So everybody, just make yourselves at home now.
Gooby, gooby, baby.
We're going to hear some poetry on bongos a little bit later on this evening as our featured number. So you all sort of stay right here with us now, will you? Now then, for our first number this evening, we're going to have one of the outstanding...
All right, goes running this big trap. You guys are all under arrest. Don't nobody leave the room.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Charlie Nemo. Evidently, you can probably hear this on the air. It seems to be a raid, so I'm going to take my radio gear and get out of here before it's too late.
Man, I get my bongos and beat them.
Yeah. Back to our studios.
Joy boys of radio, we chase electrons to and fro. We are the joy boys of radio, we chase electrons to and fro.
That's the Joy Boys for this evening. Willard has left. He couldn't stand the show. He went. This is Ed Walker, but we'll both be back again tomorrow night, 7:05, with more music and things on the Joy Boys show. Thanks to Art.
Yeah.
Bobby. And all the gang. And we hope you'll be with us tomorrow for more of the Joy Boys.
This is Charles Staffer, your announcer, reminding you that this program has been selected to be heard by our armed forces overseas.
We are the Joy Boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro. We are the Joy Boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro.
Stay tuned as one of our announcers samples a cup of coffee from the new coffee machine next on NBC.
WRC, WRC-FM, NBC in Washington. For election coverage on Election Eve.
This is Morgan Beatty bringing you news of the world. Tonight in the headlines, the big story. Spotlight shifts from the candidates to your conscience. News of the World survey shows American voters thinking ahead of candidate speeches. The soul searching and the world's future. Tremendous impacts in the voting booth. NBC will bring you a rapid self-portrait of America. First, accurate on election night. Columbia, South Carolina, San Antonio, Amarillo, Albuquerque, the candidate's day. New York, the atomic pioneer warns the candidates, a third-generation nuclear weapon is at hand. Those are the headlines. In a moment, the news.
Say, aren't you missing something? You are if you haven't tried all three Mogan David wines. That's right. Now there are three Mogan David wines for you to enjoy. Everybody loves Mogan David Famous Concord wine. Rich, ruby red, delicious. The original wine like Grandma used to make. But wait till you try all three Mogan David wines and taste what you've been missing. There's Mogan David Rosé. Clear, light, delicate, with just the right amount of natural sweetness. Mogan David Blackberry wine. Superb sipping. The luscious taste of juicy, freshly picked blackberries. Once you try all three, you'll want to keep all three Mogan David wines on hand to serve when friends drop in and for your family's own enjoyment. So don't miss out another day. Try all three Mogan David wines, Concord, Rosé, and Blackberry. You'll like all three Mogan David wines. Mogan David American Concord and Blackberry specially sweetened natural wines. Mogan David Wine Corporation, Chicago.
Now here is Morgan Beatty with the news.
And the news tonight is shifting rapidly away from the candidates, even though they are campaigning harder than ever. The news is moving inevitably, like the handwriting on the wall, toward you and me, who must do the voting next Tuesday. In the words of the master of public opinion surveys, Samuel LaBelle, every voting American is preparing to add his own brushstroke to a self-portrait of our nation on Presidential Election Day. Short of some strange electoral distortion, unexpected, short of that, a national will must present itself before the world on Wednesday morning next. This is not an attempt to make a plea for voting. Rather, we draw the advanced outlines of the portrait you will make, a portrait that will include in the brushstrokes your wishes for your country and yourself, your likes and your dislikes, even your prejudices and your pocketbook interests. Yes, your thoughts about your survival in a dangerous world. News of the World surveys to this moment indicate that the country's mood, if we may put all of us in a general basket for a moment, the mood is an understanding of world events surpassing some of the campaigning levels. For example, but let Mr. LaBelle tell you the story of two vitally important experiences he has had with voters. Moods as they approach the canvas. Here is Samuel LaBelle.
With the campaign nearing its end, perhaps I may be permitted this observation.
Senator Kennedy is scheduled to get the biggest of all Democratic welcomes in Chicago tonight, and then he will say that the real issue is world peace or world war. It cannot be settled, he will say, by kitchen debates nor by goodwill tours. But actually, this was the Republicans' day from the standpoint of making news. Mr. Eisenhower tops everything, of course, partly because of his enormous popularity, partly because he is president, and partly because he has rarely, in the past 4 years, appeared in a frankly political posture. Then also, there was the comparatively small group of Republicans that heckled and jostled Democratic vice presidential candidate Johnson and Mrs. Johnson in Dallas. Such performances are certain to make news all over the country, and this one was particularly effective because it was put on in Johnson's home state. In all probability, the Democrats will even things up over the weekend. Robert McCormick, NBC News, New York.
This has been NBC News on the Hour. Listen again on the Hour for NBC Radio News, brought to you by Autolite. Famous the world over for ignition-engineered Autolite spark plugs, staple batteries, and electrical service parts. Election Day coverage around the clock on NBC.
WRC, WRC-FM, Washington.
All right, you guys. First half of the game was pretty lousy out there today. You guys look like a bunch of kids.
I'm sorry, coach.
All right, hold it down. I want to give you guys a good talking to, only it wouldn't do you any good. So I'm going to fix you guys so you'll be so mad when you go out there for the second half of the game, you're going to slaughter the other team. You get me?
Yeah, what are you going to do?
All right, hold it down.
What are you going to do?
All right. You're going to sit here for the next 10 minutes. And you're going to listen to the Joy Boys show. If that won't do the trick, nothing else will. Now sit here and listen, because I'm going to turn on the radio right now.
No, Coach Brown, I'll move. No. 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 I will kill him, Coach. Let me out. I can't stand it. I want to go down.
We are the Joy Boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro. We are the Joy Boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro.
Sir, it's time for the Joy Boys show for this Friday evening. This is Ed Walker here.
Leonard Scott here. A lot of exciting things happening on this.
Hey, that's Joy
Boys. Hold it, hold it, hold it. Is Daddy Sawbrush from the NBC Newsroom. Daddy, here's a microphone.
Thank you.
Have a hot
sports bulletin, final score, football game, hardly normal, 128, embraceable you, 6.
Come here, Eddie. You don't think that Hardly Normal could have possibly been the team that was at the opening of the show, do you?
The coach phoned up after the game and said thanks to the Joy Boys for helping his team win.
It's disgusting.
Must have been the same game.
All I can say is it's disgusting.
Well, good luck, fellas. Keep up the good work.
Get plenty of shut eye there, Daddy Sawbuck.
Red
understand
eye,
you're covering
eye.
You're covering the goose story down there at the pool for the election night, though. So.
Well, let's see. What do we got coming up here on the show this evening?
Tonight, we have the WRC Roundtable of Knowledge.
Yeah.
None too soon, I might add.
Uh-huh.
We also have the 33 and a third running of the long playing handicap from Viaduct Racecourse.
That
should be pretty exciting.
Yeah.
An on the spot actual broadcast of a real racehorse.
Uh huh.
And finally, Mr. Fix It is going to fix something.
Yeah, well, that's, he usually does.
And after that, we sign the
sign
show
off.
Yeah,
hey, why don't we play a record just for laughs?
Would you like to play a record for laughs? And that's Skyliner, music in the afternoon here. It's evening. My heavens. The sun, the whole clock was a bit there. It's 11 minutes after 7 o'clock here at NBC, the Joy Boys for this Friday evening. And whatever you're doing tonight, make sure you're very careful and drive normally and all that sort of stuff. Be very careful. Have a good time. Good party night tonight. Hey, they're here, the wonderful new compact Ramblers for 1961. New styling, new comfort, and engineering features. See them all right now at your Rambler dealers. They're beautiful for 1960. All right, Edward, I think it's time for us to do the WRC Roundtable of Knowledge. Ladies and gentlemen, the National Broadcasting Company takes great pleasure in presenting the WRC Roundtable of Knowledge. Each week at this time, we set aside a few moments to the... Would you please pick up your pocketbook, Miss Nim, off the floor? Thank you. Each week we set aside 15 minutes of our program to discuss a word, the semantics of some word in our English language. With our distinguished panel members here, we always delve into our words to find out their real meaning, their origins, and their derivations. Now, if I can select our panel members here for one moment.
People.
Calling us.
Thank people.
Yes.
I'd like to introduce you to our audience and our audience to you.
How do you do?
Wait, let me do it individually, please, just a moment. First of all, the very charming and vivacious Miss Anna Nim, formerly the Miss Synonym of 1932, now with the East, West, North, and South Word Study Group for Word Preservation. Miss Nim?
How do you do?
Take a bow.
Oh,
Miss Nim.
Ouch! Goodness sakes alive.
Next on our panel list, Mr. Orson Meyer, representing the Chicago Institute for the Abolishment of Chicago.
Yes, and for all you people who are working on our project, we're moving right along.
And finally, the eminent and distinguished gentleman.
We're moving into Hoboken.
Neo-Anthrosemantics of Wiesbaden, Germany, Professor Heinrich Van Lyne.
Yeah, but I'm late again. Excuse me, I just stepped out for a drink of water there.
You bet our panel members. Well, let's all sit down here.
You didn't shout at me, did you?
Yeah, wrap your lavalier ear around your neck.
There we are.
All right. Now, let's take today's word. Are you ready, panel members?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
And today's word, panel members, is metaphor or metaphor. Metaphor.
Metaphor?
Metaphor.
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 What's metaphor, actually?
Would you read it from the book? Yeah,
metaphor, certainly. Metaphor. Very good. Use of a word or phrase literally denoting one kind of object or idea in place of another by way of suggesting a likeness or analogy between them. For instance, the ship plows the sea. A volley of oaths. We're whooping it up in one of the Yukon halls.
Certainly, yes.
Are you ready now? Today's word is metaphor.
Well, I think we'd have been better off if you hadn't read that description. You want the origin of this word.
Did you find it a little confusing?
Yes, I did.
Well, Professor, not until you've raised your hand. You must be recognized formally. Miss Nim, therefore, is the first one to be recognized. What does the word metaphor mean to you, Miss Nim?
Well, it's to you.
Would you please pick up your purse?
Would you please leave my pocketbook alone there? There's some valuable things in there.
Yeah, I noticed. They're on the floor there.
All over the floor.
It's 100 proof.
Well, actually...
We're getting a hole in our asphalt here. Would you please tell us exactly what do you... What do you find the word metaphor means?
Well, it's used in an expression as what is the metaphor? The metaphor is for the cows and the horses.
Mr. Meyer, metaphor. Maybe you can pick it up here for us.
Yes, I think
the word metaphor meaning, of course, a like as object for.
It's an expression used in everyday conversation. For example, you should meet my girlfriend. I met her 4 weeks ago, and she's
Professor, probably the only one left. Our time is running short.
Oh, do it again, aren't they, boys?
They're pushing it back on you. The whole brunt of the responsibility lies with you.
I think I should get double scale because
metaphor. What does it mean?
It's a type of communication, but a signal
that's
is...
That's semaphore.
No, that's a half of a metaphor, because is half two there.
Our panel members are not...
No, semaphore is an Indian tribe.
Seminole is the Indian.
Let's forget the whole thing. I just thought
our
maybe...
Our panel members today have been discussing the word metaphor. Mr. Austin Meyer, Ms. Anonym, and Professor Heinrich Van Lyne. Now, we will... Could you please... Could drop in your purse. This is the NBC Radio Network.
Follow me home.
Good evening, racing fans. Speaking to you now from the beautiful Viaduct Racecourse here in sunny Maryland, we welcome you to this, the 33 and a third running of the Long Play Handicap, broadcast over the National Broadcasting Company and its full NBC radio network. One of the most exciting of all races in the United States of America, this purse for $600,000 will go to one of those great horses today that's coming from all over the country to run in this race. First of all, the beautiful, sleek mare, Donnie Brooks, ridden by F. Stewart,
all loaned to us today by Sunnybrook Farm. Also, Jungle Jim, number 13, ridden by B. Grayson from Stupel Stables in Wisconsin. And, of course, the very, very fine favorite of 2 years ago, the winner of the Slouch Derby downtown, is Mogan David, ridden by H. Carr. And finally, the horse of horses, ladies and gentlemen, the famous, world-renowned Hay Burner, ridden by A. Ross, owned by Poughkeepsie Stables. This is the most fantastic horse, ladies and gentlemen. In 75 races, this horse has won 74 of them. Only one time did he lose because he went to bed with a cold. Now, let's switch you over to your NBC sportscaster, Dapple Gray, who will bring you the thrilling account of this running of the 33 and a third handicap.
Thank you, Mr. Announcer. You didn't leave me much to say there other than to describe the race. But you point me in the direction of the track, please. I left my glasses at home.
Sure, yeah.
Thank you. See if you can give me a set of binoculars so that I can... Ah, there it is. That's the call to the post. The horses are now lining up in the starting gate. Easy there, Hay Burner. Boy, he's a little nervous out there. A big race, a lot of money resting on
him. Dapple, did you tell him about Hay Burner and his unusual capacity for food? I left that little note out.
Yes, Hay Burner is one of the most ravishing horses I've ever seen. He loves to eat. I've seen this horse eat 50 pounds of oats in one sitting in a bale of hay, and he just loves to eat. I've never seen anything like the appetite that horse has. I'm sure they fed him a good meal before they went out on the track. Easy there, Hay Burner there. And there they go. On the first turn, it's Hay Burner by a length, Mogan David by a fifth. And behind them, here it comes. There they are, running around the first turn. It's Dapple Gray. No, that's me. It can't be him. Hay Burner by two lengths. Hay Burner, would you hand me those glasses so I can
see? Donnybrook
sneaking up behind. There he is, Donnybrook. It's Hay Burner and Donnybrook. Hay Burner and Donnybrook. Donnybrook and Hay Burner. But ladies and gentlemen, Hay Burner is just approaching the middle of the course opposite the cafeteria. Hay Burner got a whiff of some French fried potatoes, and Hay Burner is leaving the track. Obviously, he'll be... Ladies and gentlemen, a most unusual thing has just happened. Hay Burner just ran right into our broadcasting booth, as you probably could tell. He's eating my ham sandwich that I had here, and I've never seen anything like that horse in my life. Obviously, he was disqualified from the race. Oh, now Hay Burner has had his fill. He's running back onto the track. He's decided to go back into the race, ladies and gentlemen. I don't think he's going to make it. Yes, he is. Hay Burner's back on the track. New, full of vigor, and he's around the final turn. Hay Burner wins the race by 10 lengths.
We'll have today's winners and the post receipts. Now back to our studio. Now, King Cole, and just one of those things, and the time at WRC Radio here on the planet Earth is about 23 minutes after the hour.
Hey, Scott, you've been invited to a party.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that, but I can't go right now on the air. I appreciate that. We'll try to attend later.
Now, this is the commercial party for the Safeway store. Yeah, everybody's getting all excited.
Well, thank you very kindly for inviting me. I appreciate the invite. That's right, folks, friends, fellow Americans. It's Safeway's 32nd birthday.
Oh, ain't that cute?
Just stick to your knitting over there, Grandma. 32 years young, young in heart, and in values and convenience for you. And the shelves are stocked. The girls are there to help you. And it's wonderful at your friendly Safeway store. Decorations are up, and we extend to you a cordial invitation to join Safeway in this great event and share the values. Values like these. Bel Air, fresh frozen foods in the 2 for $0.35 or 6 for $1 combinations. Mix or match them. 12-ounce package of chopped spinach. 12-ounce package of chopped leaf spinach. A 10-ounce package of peas and carrots, an old vaudeville act. And the 10-ounce package of turnip greens. In the 2 for $0.43 or 5 for $1 group, we have the 10-ounce package of succotash or the 6-ounce can of orange juice. Wonderful, delicious, and so good. It's our birthday party, but it's your party sale. So take advantage of the quality and the values and shop Safeway during our 32nd anniversary sale. Birthday values galore throughout the entire store at Safeway, where food is first. WRC Radio, in collaboration with Johnson and Johnson, brings you makers of first aid kits. Brings you Mr. Fix-It. Excuse me, I'm just running into the studio. Today is the original Lift Yourself program. Today as we join Mr. Fix-It, we find him in his basic workshop, apparently working on some sort of machine. Ahoy there, Mr. Fix-It.
Ahoy there, Willard Scott, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Very, very fantastic evening to you, sir.
Thank you very much.
You're doing a wonderful job in here, apparently, with some sort of contraption. It's a fierce-looking machine you have there.
Just about finished with it here, the last few finishing touches.
Well, leave us not keep you from your work, so we'll just step out of sight here and put our microphone down.
What am I going to do? Here we go.
That's wonderful. It's a very handsome machine. Would you tell us a little bit about what have you done and what is this machine?
This is an old vending machine that I have resurrected from an old building that doesn't use it anymore. A sandwich dispenser and things like that. Sort of one of the early automats, you might say.
You're building yourself a vending machine in your home, I see.
No, no, not exactly. Of course, this is voting time coming up, and at my suggestion, the county has employed me to fix them up an extra voting machine.
And you have converted this old machine into a voting machine.
That's exactly right. Of course, the voting machine is a very expensive mechanism, so I said that for a nominal fee, I could reconvert a vending machine into a voting machine, and that's what I've done.
Your public-spirited service is coming to the forefront.
I think
so. Your public service spirit.
Come right over here. We'll try it out. The first people who ever use my voting machine.
Wonderful. It's got to leave. It looks just like a regular voting machine.
Just for the sake of having two sides here, you be a Democrat and I'll be a Republican. Okay?
Well, let's specify that this does not necessarily mean our party affiliation. We're doing this for the sake of argument.
That's right.
And who am I again?
You be a Democrat and I'll be a Republican.
Very good.
Now, you can go up there and...
Well, the Republicans should go first, I think.
All right, you want me to go first? All right. Let's see. I'll just pull this lever here for the Republicans.
Hey, very good. What did you get?
Got a ham sandwich.
Oh, well, that's not bad. I guess so. All right.
Well, now you go ahead and vote now.
Okay. Let's see. I'll vote the Democratic ticket, the straight ticket. I'll pull the lever and...
What'd you get?
I got a straight ticket plus a pizza.
How do you like that? I guess I haven't got the machine completely. The few kinks in there. We're still dispensing food. Well, so the voter shouldn't be hungry. I guess it's not a total loss.
There's a big orange, too.
Huh.
I think I'll vote Democratic again. We've been visiting with Mr. Fix-It, WRC's original Goof-It-Yourselfer, brought to you by Johnson & Swanson. Join us again next week when you'll hear Mr. Fix-It say...
Ouch!
We are the Joy Boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro. We are the Joy Boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro.
And so the escape valve is off again. We're going to thank our producer, Richard the Lionhearted. Our director, Marco Polo.
Buenos noches, cockroaches.
And, of course, scripts and special material by Queen Isabella. And our lawyer, Clarence Darrell. Boys, looks like we lost another one. Thanks to Arthur Page, Ed Walker, Tutti Frutti, and management.
We are the Joy Boys of Radio. We chase electrons.
This program is selected by our... this program is heard by our service, your repairman who's overseas. Laugh tonight with our engineers as they forget to fill in their overtime sheet on the NBC radio network.
WRC, AM and FM, Washington, 7:30.
Get that last part.
This is Morgan Beatty bringing you news of the world. Tonight in the headlines, the big story exclusive. Castro, a house prisoner of Cuba's unholy communist trinity and the rum bottle. He has escaped murder only because he's still a godhead to Latin Americans. He may make no speeches to his beloved Guajiros except by communist appointment.
Yes, you can depend on EverReady brand batteries to shine brighter, last longer. You never get a dud with EverReady, the leak-proof battery with 9 lives.
Thank you, gentlemen. Your election stations, WRC and WRC-FM. NBC in Washington, I guess. gentlemen of the committee room, please. Tell me, be seated for a moment, please.
I think we ought to let him in on what happened here.
What happened here?
A beautiful opening all ready to go on tape, and the machine broke.
Oh, you're kidding. Warren, would you take that tape into the other room and thread it, please? This is a very important opening.
Okay,
ladies and gentlemen, we're speaking to you from a voting booth just outside the county, precinct 17 here, where they are checking out all the voting machines.
I told them to put their bill in there, but they wouldn't listen to me.
Would you take that tape? Gentlemen, please, take the tape off the
book. There we are. Well, that's the show.
Sounds like the old Dr. Christian series there, doesn't it, you know? Good evening, sports fans. Where's Jim Simbleton? Maybe he can do a story.
Hi, everybody. Reel one. Portrait of a broken tape machine.
First of all, a word from White Fowl, the greatest name in bad cigar. Now, here's old Jim, who says...
Been smoking those White Fowls for years.
More people in sports know that to be a good sport, you got to get in there and pinch, right? I said pitch, madam. So make sure you get yourself a Green Fowl cigar. They smoke milder longer because they're longer and milder, right?
Right.
Now, here's Jim with a closing word.
Baseball season is over for
this
another
This is the
year.
NBC Radio Network. Ladies and gentlemen, we better be honest about this thing. Obviously, this is not a tape. We're live. Are you live?
I'm here.
Okay.
Yeah, right.
Hit me, make sure I'm live. And so that we, if you heard two of us a minute ago, you might have heard two of me talking at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there are two of me here. Because, you see, when we do a bad show, we blame it on the other guy, right?
That's right.
So there's four of us actually on the show. There's That's two right. Ed Walker. Would the first Ed Walker stand up here, please?
Thank you.
And the other Ed Walker.
Yes.
And then you introduce the other.
The real Willard Scott stand-up.
Hi, how are you?
And the other Willard Scott.
See, I'm the other Willard Scott that's on mic.
Yeah.
Now, what we do is we tape record the very humorous part of our show.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't the funny part.
No.
If you're laughing, there's definitely something wrong with your set. Something wrong with your set. And we're not funny now, but now here's the funny part.
Okay,
ladies and gentlemen, we're speaking to you from a voting booth just outside the county, precinct 17 here, where they are checking out all the voting machines and to make sure that the curtains are firmly covering and completely closing the voting booth. Apparently now I will give you the microphone so you can listen now as we are checking one particular machine that you mechanically.
That's fine. Okay, now we got the machine all wired up. You want to try it out?
Okay, let's see. I'll vote the Republican ticket just for laughs.
Okay, press the lever. Beautiful, beautiful. Hey, that works fine.
Yeah, look at that. Everything came out right. It's fine. Let me try the Democratic ticket here. See here.
Excellent. That's... Wait a minute. Look at that. Some clown has been gimmicking up the machine. Look at what they got here. Scott and Walker. What ticket are they on?
I don't know, but I think I'll pull the lever just to see what happens.
Okay, pull the lever.
Yeah. We got to fix that before tomorrow. We're going to have some unhappy voters. I can tell you that. Yeah. We'll fix it right up there. Yeah.
We are the Joy Boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro. We are the Joy Boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro.
The Joy Boys here for Monday evening. This is Ed Walker.
Willard Scott here, speaking to you from our polling place. Little mystery man behind the board.
Yeah.
Little spill pizza there on the console, so somebody's been working late. I think our Aldo Argentier was here last evening. Bobby Shenton is on the phone right now, talking to his wife, trying to explain exactly why he was late when he came home last night from the sports car rally. And Arthur Page is over there.
Yeah.
Commuting with nature.
Yeah, that's right.
Cleaning up the needles for his phonograph so that the whole show will be wonderfully produced and prepared.
Good evening, my friends.
Jonathan Apple, our WRC Poet Laureate.
Thank you. Whether in a car, airplane, or boat, be sure to get home tomorrow in time to vote.
Wonderful.
Political poem.
That was Jonathan's political poem. Now, here's Jonathan Apple, our WRC Poet Laureate, with his WRC special poem for this special day.
Mary Rose sat on a tack. Mary Rose.
Doesn't rhyme, but has a lot of feeling.
I think that's pretty bad.
I think so.
Now, in closing, here's Jonathan Apple, who will say,
Bon voyage.
That's the part that was originally supposed to be the opening of the program, you see, on tape.
But now we're live here now, yeah. Again, see, but I mean, we're not shirking our duties, otherwise...
Ready? Right,
would you...
Yeah. You like Dixieland music? If so, then it's the Bayou for you, because at the Bayou, you'll always enjoy the best in food and the best in music. Come on down and join the musical fun that you'll find only at the Bayou in Old Georgetown.
That time on our program. In fact, at the very beginning of our show, we forgot to tell you an exciting show is ours this evening. We are going to interview an inventor of a brand new removable filter. Also, Arthur Codfish will be along.
And coming up now,
there's the door. Oh, for heaven's sake. This is Sammy Skin, ladies and gentlemen. He's our WRC staff drummer. And let me get the mic. This is Sammy Skin, a WRC staff drummer, and each Monday at this time, Sammy brings his bongos, his caracas, his maracas, his cymbals, his tom-tom, and his symphony in here as he performs for us again with our other drum selection. Let me get the mic. You all set, Sam?
All set, Sam.
Okay, now let me get your microphone back. Here you go.
Thank you very much.
Sammy, what are you doing? Excuse me, Sam. What have you chosen for us today, this being the day?
Today, I thought that we should have something patriotic in nature.
Wonderful, sir.
I follow the old patriotic flair today.
So you got some pancakes in your hair today?
No, I think you're not hearing me correctly. I've got a medley.
The battery in my hearing aid dropped out.
Of some famous...
Oh, don't talk too loud. I just
you're getting me good now, huh?
Yeah.
A medley of some songs by George M. Cohan.
Wonderful,
the only thing is we're going to do them with a cha-cha beat.
Oh, a little modern interpretation.
Yes, this is something that'll sell with the young kids.
Wonderful.
You know, ready?
Let me Sammy Skin, and for tomorrow's election, here it is, our medley of patriotic tunes.
One, two, and three. Over there, cha-cha-cha. Over there, cha-cha-cha. Send the word. Over there, cha-cha-cha. For the Yanks are coming, the Yanks are coming, the drums rum-tumming everywhere, cha-cha-cha, send the word, over there. We'll be going, we're going over, and we won't come back till it's over, over
you're
there.
A grand old
you're
flag.
A grand old flag, you're a high-flying flag, and forever in peace may you wave, cha-cha-cha. You're the emblem of the land I love, the home of the free and the brave, cha-cha-cha. Every heart beats true under red, white, and blue, where there's never a boast or brag. And should old acquaintance be forgot, keep your eye on the grand old flag.
Yankee Doodle
cha, cha,
boy.
Cha. Oh, I'm a Yankee Doodle dandy, a Yankee Doodle do or die. A real live nephew of my Uncle Sam, born on the 4th of July. Cha, cha, cha. I've got a Yankee Doodle sweetheart. She's my Yankee Doodle joy. Yankee Doodle came to London just to ride the ponies. I am that Yankee Doodle boy. Cha-cha-cha!
Hey, that's wonderful. You, the symbol of freedom there fell off of your bongo there.
Well, I don't like it.
It was really great, Sammy.
Thank you very much.
The, hey, would you like to take the call right now?
Oh.
They're beginning to pour in here.
Thank
you take the phone and go out of the studio, would you, Sammy?
Right. Yes, ma'am.
Not off the wall, yes. Sammy. Right. Don't rip it off the wall. There's another phone in
here. Yeah, cha-cha-cha.
Well, now that we're back to normalcy here again. Ooh. This is the Joy Boy Show for Monday night, in case you're wondering. Ed Walker and Willard Scott is about to do a commercial.
Eddie, you know they're here.
Who? They're after us, you mean?
No, I don't mean those people.
Oh.
I mean those wonderful new 1961 Rams.
Really?
Yeah, they're compact and beautiful.
Yes.
And the new styling, Eddie, and the new comfort,
the
new engineering features, the new switchboard operator upstairs.
No, stick to the commercial.
See them all right now at your Rambler dealer soon.
Yes.
It's the live janitor music of Charlie Staple and his Mayday. Well, let's got your staff announcer speaking to you from the beautiful Club Soda, just about 15 miles outside of Glen Burnie. on the route to Hagerstown. And we're seated here at our beautiful table. Let me pick my portable microphone up here and just...
Would you please stop sliding across the floor?
I'm sorry, dear. I thought that the chair that I was going to was a lot closer than it was, so I thought I'd just slip across the table here. Let me see if I can't...
Just some plans for the newest convention.
Thank you, pardon, sir.
And I,
oh, how do you do? Well, it's got here. You should be Mr. Mike Ronite. Is that right?
That is correct, yes.
Mr. Ronite, welcome to the Club Soda and to NBC.
I understand you're picking up the tab since I'm being interviewed. Is that right?
That's fair enough of us, sir. I understand you've come up with something.
Man, another Billy Mignon there. What do you hear?
What do you hear?
Anyway, I understand you've come up with something pretty exciting in the world of smoking.
I certainly have. You hear so many commercials and claims about the various filters on the various brands of cigarettes and things. I have invented an all-purpose filter that you use over and over again. Would you like to see it?
Certainly sounds
right under the table here. Let me just bring it up. A little heavy, but there it is. There it is, right there.
Perhaps you could best explain to our audience what you have here.
This is a toolbox that holds the filter. Now, first of all, we open up the toolbox here. Now, you see, this is the basic filter itself. It has a pad here and straps that go around your shoulders like this, so that it rests on your chest. See, it's padded there.
I think the people may not understand. In other words, this will adapt and fit on any cigarette
regardless of brand or anything. First of all, you put the basic filter around you, and then you strap it on. The mouthpiece comes up here, and then on the other end, you screw on the type of cigarette that you want to smoke.
I see.
And then you can just sit there and read the paper, and there's a little electric hand that comes around every 30 seconds and flips the ashes off for you. Now, the thing is...
Beautiful job with that...
I think so, too.
Ash flipping.
Now, the cigarettes today are threaded so that they will screw on to the end of the filter.
What's that large filter over there?
Oh, that's an adapter.
Go ahead and put a cigarette on.
Put a cigarette right on here. You see? Now, that fits fine, doesn't it? Here, tighten it right up there.
That's marvelous.
And then you can smoke it. Now then, if you want to smoke a cigar, you have to have an adapter.
So we can unscrew the filter.
Unscrew that.
Just unscrew the filter and we'll...
Now this is the...
I have a Panatella cigar, the nice thin one. Would it gear down to that?
Yeah, now here's an adapter right here. I have this whole rack of adapters. This is PA, Panatella. Now you screw that onto the end of the filter, like so.
Look at that. And
then you screw the other end onto the cigar. That adapts the cigar to the proper thread.
That is marvelous. Have those little teeth in there just clamp.
That's right. Holds it in there. Now we have the filters for all brands of cigars, all sizes of cigarettes. You can put a pipe in there.
I notice this little cup of water here with a pair of alligator clamps. Does that hook onto the pipe?
Oh, yeah, that's if you want a water cool smoke, yes.
That's marvelous. Well, it's been very... Nice. I think this may very, very well do it.
I think this is going to take care of all the claims and counterclaims that have been coming out, and I have to show this at another place, so I'll just pack up and leave.
Okay, before you leave, you don't mind, I didn't have some cigarettes, but I'd like to bum a match.
I'm very sorry, but I don't smoke. It's a very dirty habit. I don't particularly enjoy it. And, thank you. I'll be on my way now.
We've been talking to Mr. Mike Ronite from the Club Soda. Now back to our studio radio center.
The greatest name in voting machines brings you author Codfish Time. Each 4 years, Voodoo Voting Machines brings you an episode in the author Codfish family. And so here he is, author, the old vote that didn't count, Codfish.
Next time you'll be the straight man.
I thought I was doing a soap opera.
Excuse
me.
I like the girls and the girls like me. Give me an old tea bag and I'll make some tea. I like to work on the radio. Let me put the old fella down here. Oh, boy. Son of a gun, it's cold enough last night. I had to wear extra longies so I wouldn't freeze to death.
Colleen, I think the old thing dropped about 32 degrees last night.
It is so cold today, Arthur, that my goose pimples.
You had live one more time, meatball. Well, it's the big day tomorrow. Get off your lazy old poll tax and get out there and vote.
Yes.
Tomorrow's the day. We want you to get out there and cast your ballot. We don't care if you're a Republican or a Democrat. Just get out there and go get
on this Republican or Democrat.
You just go out there to the old polling place and tie your favorite candidate up and deliver him signed, sealed, and delivered. We don't care who you're voting for.
They say this is going to be a very close election, Arthur. It's
supposed to be as close as cat's whiskers.
Similar to the instance when the vote was decided by one vote back in the days of Jefferson and Burr. Do you remember that, Arthur?
They were a good team. I think I saw them once back in the Palisades when I was...
No, this was for the presidential election, Arthur, and the electoral vote was tied, I believe, and they had to have a runoff in the Senate, and Jefferson won by one vote.
What's he talking about, Carmel? Do you have any idea?
I have no idea in the world. No, I don't.
Well, I know that as far as voting is concerned, it can be very tight. Very, very tight.
Just as it was in 48, Arthur.
One little teeny vote can make the difference.
Yes, it did in that instance. And in 48, of course, everyone was saying that Dewey had it in the bag, and they were predicting it. The papers were ready to go to press, and of course they had to reprint the whole series of newspapers because there was a landslide.
Never count your chickens before they come home to roost.
Yes. One final analogy here, Arthur, on that subject was in, of course, 1916, when it was Wilson versus Hughes, and Hughes almost had the election. In fact, it went on for a couple of days because there was such a close vote, and finally Wilson won, and it looked as though Hughes was finished.
Meatball, the way you've been blabbing around looks like Hughes is finished. Come here.
I don't understand, Albert.
Folks, regardless of who you are or where you go, tomorrow stop by the poll and take a vote. We don't care who you vote for. Get out and vote for a silly old gopher. Just get out and go.
Well, there you go. That was a very slight bit of Strictly Instrumental done by Warren Covington and the orchestra. We couldn't afford him for 3 minutes, so...
What was the name of the song?
Strictly Instrumental.
Oh, I thought that was it. Again?
Where did you... Theme time coming up here.
Wait, do something, Arthur, and then don't just sit there and
play it hard.
Hit your beeper. Punch them.
We are the Joy Boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro. We are the Joy Boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro.
And so, dear hearts, we bid you a fond adieu.
Adieu.
For this day. Thank you for listening. It's been a very hectic year. Thank you. Good boy. Don't forget, this program has been selected by our armed forces to be heard here at home.
They don't want it over there anymore, and I can't blame them.
Say something intelligent.
Intelligent.
We are the Joy Boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro. We are the Joy Boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro.
The newsroom checks its election night computers next on NBC.
WRC, WRC FM. I'm all right. NBC in Washington. 7:30.